Of all the recipients of state funding, schools have been hardest hit by the delay. Joining me with perspective is WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry. So, Kevin, what does Wolf's action today mean for public schools?
Dave, let's take a step back here for a second and provide some context. Wolf campaigned for governor on the idea that he'd secure a major statewide funding boost for public education. He hoped to restore the money districts lost when federal stimulus dollars expired under former Governor Tom Corbett, and then some. So to do this, he would need to convince the Republican-held legislature to agree to some sort of tax increase. In the weeks before the election in 2014, I questioned him about the difficulty of negotiating in divided government. What's going to change when you come in?
The new governor.
Just you being there. The cult of personality.
I think I'm sensing that there are enough people in the legislature in both parties who recognize that we've got to make some changes. And the Marcellus Shale tax is an easy one.
So, Dave, that clearly hasn't been the case. And now, almost 9 months after his first budget was due, Wolf has agreed to a much more modest Republican-preferred plan that includes no tax increases.
I am going to allow HB 1801 to become law. This means that schools will stay open through the end of the year. But unless Harrisburg changes its ways, they won't have adequate funds for next year.
All right, Kevin, let's do the numbers.
All said and done, how much new funding will schools get? Well, in total, between today's announcement and the half-year plan that Wolf agreed to in December, K-12 public schools are seeing a $230 million boost. But Wolf quibbles with this figure, and here's where things get complicated. The state was set to take out this huge bond to help some districts pay for building upgrades. But Wolf thinks it's a bad idea to borrow more money while the state still has a structural deficit, which he says his plan would have fixed, the one that, you know, they're not going with. So he's vetoing that bond, and thus some districts may have to pay for the upgrades by cutting classroom spending. So worst case scenario, Wolf says that this budget that he's allowing to go into effect will actually cut classroom spending by $45 million.
Kevin, in that context, do we have any sense about how much of the funding will come to the school district of Philadelphia?
No, not yet. As we just heard in Mary's piece, while Wolf is allowing the budget to go into effect, he's vetoing the fiscal code bill that acts as the roadmap for how money gets divided up. So to Republicans, if you're vetoing that code bill, that means that none of the new money can be released. It's like frozen in limbo. But Wolf is intent on spreading the cash around as he sees it. He says he can do that. He did it in December with block grant money, and he mostly favored districts where there were cuts that, you know, especially hurt districts years ago, namely Philadelphia. So if Republicans disagree with that tack, they could challenge Wolf in the courts if he decides to act unilaterally. So there's still not so much consensus there.
But if we put the political jostling aside, what are you sensing from education advocates?
Well, in general, people are happy because it seems like schools will get enough money to stay open the rest of the year. But, you know, there's disappointment that Wolf didn't deliver a bigger win. I did talk to Donna Cooper, Executive Director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth, and her thoughts, were a little more nuanced. She referenced her time working with former Governor Ed Rendell when she was in Harrisburg with him, a time she described as much less bitterly partisan.
I doubt even Ed Rendell could have done better than Tom Wolf under the conditions that he has there. And moderate Republicans and Democrats are being held hostage by far-right ideologues. And why are our schools in this situation? It is not because Tom Wolf failed. It is because people are not holding those legislators accountable for what they've done.
And Kevin, no rest for the weary. Next year's budget battle picks up right where this one left off.
That's right. There's another deadline here, June 30th. And again, there's going to be this push to strike a grand bargain, one where the deficit is fixed, schools see a big boost, and changes of some sort come to the state pension system and liquor system.
Kevin, thanks for taking us to school.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry.